where most people in my Aunt Ruth's situation would sell the business. I mean, it was a man's business. It wasn't something that ladies did. She worked in the office. She decided that she was going to keep the business, and she was going to learn more about how to get in there and do it herself when she needed to. She kept the staff on, and that woman made that business 2-3 times more successful than what her husband did. And this was back in the 1950s, the 1960s, again, where, you know, usually your place is in the home, or maybe you were a secretary, you were a teacher, you were a nurse, and she's, when needed, donning one of those work outfits, kind mm-hmm. of the one, you know, what do you call it, like a uniform that is like all one piece, and she puts it on and she goes with the boys in the middle of the night sometimes, because they had to do it when they had to clean these systems when there was when the company wasn't open. And she would do whatever she had to do to make sure that that was done right. She kept relationships great. She kept all the accounting and the books, and she was the mastermind behind this. I was amazed that she was kind of this pioneer in a way, very influential to me as a business owner myself.
How is she influential to you?
You know, when I was in school and then I was thinking about what do I want to do with my life, I looked at a role model, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom, and there's nothing wrong with that, but my grandmothers were stay-at-home moms and my aunts. But here's this woman that when I got out of college, she was in her 70s, and she had never been a stay-at-home mom. She had always been able to work and then take care of herself. And I think today, too, when I decided that I was going to go off on my own with my own business, it was one thing that I thought about. And I'm like, you know what? If she could do this a long time ago, I certainly could do this myself. Maybe it's the courage. When you see someone like that and you know that it was back in a time when women didn't have a business like that and it didn't faze her, you know, she just said it's going to work. That's it. And she didn't care that it was dirty. You know, it wasn't foo-foo. And people tell me, they go, you're kind of fearless. And I can't help but think that a little bit of that comes from my Aunt Ruth. I just can't imagine being widowed back then and saying, I'm just going to take over this business and give me a pair of coveralls. It was subtly ingrained in us as kids when we were talking to her that that was just not an unusual thing. You know, it was a given. You can do it.